To our book review today. It's kia ora and welcome to Laura Cagle.
Kia ora, Catherine.
Now, The Silence of Sherazade is by Daphne.
Sherazade, yeah.
Yes, I was just making a meal of it before, I apologise. It's by Daphne Suman. This is an historical novel.
Yes, this is her first novel translated into English. She was born in Istanbul but lives in Athens. And Scheherazade, of course, is the narrator of the 1001 Nights, the Arabian Nights. But this is not about those stories at all, although heavily references the idea of storytelling. It's a real roiling read. It's a mix of cultures and histories of lives and lovers, mothers and daughters, and it's all put together in this melting pot of the ancient Turkish city of Smyrna, which is now Izmir, set around the fall of the Ottoman Empire. It starts in 1905, so beginning of the 20th century, and it moves through 17 years later to the Great Fire of Smyrna, or sometimes called the Great Catastrophe, 1922, when Ataturk's troops reclaimed the city from the Greeks, who held it for about 3 years after World War I. Now, tens of thousands of people died in this fire, and it's described brutally but really beautifully. The translation is very beautiful to read, and the whole story is told as if you are listening around a fire, around a table, to a storyteller, you know, really holding your interest. It's set up within the first 100 pages, and thereafter it spends its time dancing between those events and linking them closer and closer until it gets to the fire. So it starts in 1905 as an Indian spy for the British, Avinash, arrives in Smyrna's port on the same night that the narrator is born. And she comes into the world in scandal, born to a young French Levantine woman, Edith, who is locked up in the tower of her family's mansion. She's been secreted away to have this baby out of the eyes of the world. And Edith's mother, you know, afraid of the scandal, tells the Armenian midwife to make sure the baby doesn't survive. But instead, she swaps the baby with a stillbirth. And Edith's baby girl, the narrator, is instead raised by a Greek Orthodox family known as Panagiota for the first 17 years of her life. So she ends up narrating the whole story, but she is not narrating as Panagiota. She's narrating as Scheherazade, which is the name given to her by the Muslim family who rescue her from the Great Fire. So there's... You just sort of need to take a deep breath and make sure you keep all the players in the right place, and that the narrative is not at all linear, but it does really sweep you up in this busy, turbulent time, all leading to this terrible, terrible event when the city, and particularly the Greek and the Armenian parts of the city, are just engulfed in flames. It's got this quite fantastical feel about it. I think part of that comes with the setup of the story being told by Scheherazade, who has actually been mute since the Great Fire when she was rescued by this Muslim family. She can't speak thereafter. So even though she is telling the story at the age of 100, we find out at the beginning, she hasn't spoken for most of her life. The fantastic element, it stops it from becoming too bleak. It's not a bleak read. It's not a Camilla Shanty. But for me, I felt that it meant that it wasn't as tragic as it could be. It's more romantic than it is tragic. But what it is a very beautiful testament to the history of the period and people exiled and caught in the craze of nationalism and war all over the world. It's quite beautiful.
Thank you very much, Laura. The Silence of Scheherazade is by Daphne Suman. It is translated by Betsy Gürksel. It is published by Head of Zeus and $35 the price. Thanks to Laura Cagle for the view.